Welcome to Piercing the Veil on BBSRadio.com with your hosts Jordan and Corey and new guests appearing weekly. During the show, Jordan and Corey will pierce the many veils of illusion to reveal the universal truths and tools for negotiation inherent to success in one's daily life, including but not limited to 1. Multidimensional wordsmithing. 2. Mastering and commanding negotiations. 3. Constructive trust and wealth preservation. And 4. Spirituality. Pierce the veil, and the truth will reveal itself.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Today is Sunday, October 30th, another brand new episode of Piercing the Veil. Quite a special one today. We're going to have a very exciting guest who's been on the show before. His name is Mike Kerbin, and his show name or his stage name is Confucius. He's one of the top-rated psychic readers and remote viewers, and he has a lot of other skills. He's done a lot of things, from reading celebrities to politicians to all over the place. I believe he has a weekly broadcast or two of them, if I'm not mistaken. Corey, how are you doing today?
Very well. Lovely day today.
Excellent. And I can't remember if you were on the last show or not. Do you remember Confucius?
Yeah. No. Wait, you've done a couple shows with him, right?
Just one so far, I believe.
I think I was on that show.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. All right, so you know what he's about. Basically, he can do anything remotely, including a full numerology reading, psychic reading, stuff like that. He's been doing it for a lifetime, for the most part. And we're going to go ahead and give a special shout-out to anybody listening from Facebook right now or any of my friends or anybody who actually just wants to get a reading. If we can fit you in, so be it. If we can't, we'll probably do another one of these shows. I want to say thank you for listening. And here, if you have a pen or something, here is the number to call in and actually get a reading or at least get on the list. It's 888-429-5471 on Station 2. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Just choose Station 2. And our producers will put you in the queue, and we'll see how many people we can get to today. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce Mike Kerbin, a.k.a. Confucius. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. Just want to let your listeners know that I'm going to Las Vegas November 8th to the 11th out there, but I'm going to be doing two shows at the Thunderbird Casino and Hotel. We're going to be filming on November 9th and November 11th at 4 p.m. on both days, and I'm going to be doing three shows on Confucius. Now, one was a follow-up show. As you know, I did predict Donald Trump to be the next president, and I did that back on March 10th. You can go to YouTube.com, put my name in, Mike Kerbin, K-U-R-B-A-N, and you can hear the whole show. So I'm going back there on November 8th, and November 8th, as you know, is election day. So it should be very interesting. A lot of people are saying Hillary's going to take it. Some people are saying Donald Trump's going to take it. As you know, with all the leaks, stuff going out, exposing Clinton what's going on here, which can hurt her in the long run. And so I'm still predicting Donald Trump will be the next president. So I'm going to be doing a follow-up show when I get there on November 9th, and then November 11th we're going to do two shows with Confucius, doing all types of different readings. I may have some celebrities on the show. Again, that's November 9th, November 11th, 4 p.m. And people who are in Las Vegas, if they want to be in the studio, they want to get some readings and go live, it's going to be videoed, and then it's going to go back on YouTube.com, and they can watch it if they decide. So any of your listeners, if they are going to Las Vegas, are welcome to come into the audience. All you have to do is call me direct, 702-612-0670, and I'll definitely get them in the studio. Anybody who's unusual, who's got some unusual talent, and they are in Las Vegas, just tell them, give me a call, and we'll get them on the show. So that's excellent. The latest I'm going to be doing, Jordan, just to let you know.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. I just wanted to bring up the fact that I've maintained since the primaries that he's going to win, and all the polls are oversampling Democrats by at least 8-16%. There's a whole bunch of people that aren't going to say that they're going to vote for Donald Trump, but when they get in the booth, they're going to do that. If you look at all, there's a guy that was playing a politician board or something at a campus where he basically set up on a poster board, he set up six signs, and on those six signs were quotes. And he didn't label who it was, but he had two sticks with, you know, one with Hillary Clinton's face on it and one with Donald Trump's face on it, like popsicle sticks and like a little poster. And he would stop people and he'd say, okay, this quote was said by one of the presidential candidates. Who do you think this is? And everybody was picking Trump every time. He's like, okay, well, why do you think that? And they're like, oh, because he's racist and he's this and he's that. And it turns out some of the most racist, nasty fucking shit that has been said by Hillary Clinton, including the fact that she carries hot sauce around in her pocket at black rallies to appeal more to black voters when she's in the crowd talking to them or if she's eating something. It's just ridiculous, like these tiny levels of corruption that are just oozing out of this person. So I've maintained, and I believe you are correct, Mike, I've maintained from the beginning that he will win. That's not the topic of our show, but it's very pertinent to anybody who lives in this country. And again, we do have, it's good that you shouted that out because we do have listeners in Nevada and Las Vegas area. So I'm sure if you could just give us that number one more time, they should be able to get in contact with you.
Yeah, 702-612-0670. If you want to be in the audience, get a reading on those two particular days. Again, it's going to be 4 p.m. Now, the Thunderbird Casino and Hotel is right across from the Stratosphere, which is on the Strip. So that's a new casino, just to let people know. If they do want to get in, just give me that call. One way or another, I'll get them on.
Sounds
and
great.
If they have talent, if they can sing, they can do something unusual, I'll get them on too. So they got to notify me in advance because, you know, we're doing three shows because I'm only there a short time. You know, because I'm also out there, I'm going to be doing psychic readings, things in general. I'm already getting booked for the psychic reading, so it's going to be pretty well packed for me for those four days I'm going to be out there, just to let your viewers know. But again, today, as you know, Jordan, I do straight psychic readings, medical intuitive, past lives, crossover to present lifetime, if they want, crossing over, numerology, you know. A lot of people say they know numerology when they don't because, you know, Social Security tells your finances, this is your time of birth. There's a lot of things just from that. I don't have my tarot cards with me, but, you know, I just got so many tarot cards. And I showed in 3 hours exactly what the tarot cards is all about. And then have them do a reading all in 3 hours, and they were amazed. Because, you know, when you go buy books, I don't know if you ever studied tarot cards, because I study all the metaphysics of sciences. But even the tarot cards, it's very confusing. They have so many books. Before you know, you're paying $500 or more in the classes. If you're paying over $1,000, and you still may not get the exact knowledge. But there's a story out of it, basically. And what I try to do, and you know I have a school of metaphysics, Jordan, is to train people that anyone can do this stuff and try to make it very practical, very simple, and not to be over expensive. And, you know, I have the school where I even guarantee you can read in 1 hour your money back. Nobody does that, basically. And I just got 2 graduates from the Blue Moon Expo.com from there. Now, one was a professional reader. And so you can become a professional reader, or you can just do it for fun, either way. And I'm going to have a teacher's program. As you know, too, Jordan, I'm going to have a new website still in construction called www.mikecurvinproductions.com. If you go there, it'll say it's in construction, but that's going to come out with the Psychic Entertainment Agency. Now, where are you going to find that? Everybody's going to be a psychic, and if people are singers or dancers, I'll train them to be psychics, and they're going to go up to on stage and also can do what they want to do, and plus read, and then I'm going to market that. I'm going to market down to New York, market down to Hollywood, and then plus I have my school of metaphysics in the background. So that's going to be on a new website to show people that everybody's a psychic, but not everybody's an entertainer. It's either you have it or you don't, bottom line. Hmm. Not everybody can sing really good. It's either you have it or you don't. Everybody's got different gifts. We're all given gifts, just like yourself. Jordan, you can do the radio show or a producer and different things. Not everybody can be a producer, I can tell you right now, and that aspect. Because I've been doing this for 25 years, and that department. So talent is what's important, but everybody can be the reader, and anybody can read. In fact, if I take you or Corey, I'll show you within 1 hour you can start reading and read good. Now, as far as that remote viewing, basically, I had an opportunity in Las Vegas when I was as a producer and host. I was going around interviewing all types of people from every level of life, and I met the one of the guys who was in charge of the remote viewing, who worked for the Army or whatever we're talking about.
Yeah,
and he had all
the Army program.
Yeah. Some people didn't like him because of his attitude. when he was there lecturing, and then he had his tapes out, and they were charging over $100, $150 for the tape or whatever. And then I saw some of his students. And I one time I was outside, we were going on a break. I was interviewing people. I had my tape recorder because I put that on the radio, plugged it in. And I asked this one lady, so, okay, you took the this so-called training from Ed, okay? How much you pay? Oh, over $1,000. I said, really? Okay. How long did it take? And she said it took some time. And so can you do remote viewing? She said, I still have a hard time doing it. So what I did, I told her, for the female, I said, give me a first name, present age of anybody that you know, and I'll tell you what's going on right now. And it turned out to be it was her husband. I says, your husband stays home. He does all these factors, watches TV, cleans the house. And she says, that's him, because normally a female does that, but as a male, he's not working, he's cleaning the house, he's doing all those things. So,
right.
And I show him a few seconds, you can do that. Now, the only difference I find with remote viewers is that they have to have targets, if you don't understand that term,
that's
targets.
Right. That's right.
Okay, and targets, you know, sometimes it's mathematical, it's visualization and all these other factors. To me, I don't have that much patience to be sitting down there and looking, because I want to tell you something. Jordan, when you do the psychic, now there's time periods that people ask me, okay, and I've done murder cases, and people ask me, could you tell me the exact city, state, address, number? Well, first of all, if you've never been into another country, it's very hard to describe a country that you've never been to before. And then you're going to describe a city, an address or whatnot, it'd be very tough. And then trying to fly down there and drive around, and et cetera, that's very stressful for any reader to do that. And even targets, are the ones who do this are off at times. You know, they scribble to get some idea in that aspect of sometimes they do telepathy on what the person is thinking in that area. But a lot of times they don't hit, too. A lot of them.
Mike, I got to stop you here for a second. Sorry to interrupt. We actually do have a caller on line one already. So we actually have two callers. So let's go ahead and do, if you can just try to keep it real quick per each person, give them what they need, what they're asking for, and I'll just announce them as they come in. And our first guest come on board. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Can you hear me? Doing all right. How are you doing today, Jordan?
Doing well. Is this Brad?
Yep.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. Go right into it, Mike. I'll let you do your thing.
Okay, now, Brad, is there anything specific you want to know about the reading?
I've been making some, you know, life decisions that really aren't life decisions that are ideal for me to make, and I know that they aren't ideal, but I still decide to make them anyway. And, you know, is that just like I don't really know what I'm asking for here, but
are you asking us about the future choices in your life? Because you're not being specific, basically,
yes,
in that department. Yeah. So you're just looking to find out what you're here to do. Is that it? Because you say life choices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Brad, first of all, your heart's not into making complete a life choice, I can tell you right now. At times, you get a little bit unhappy, a little bit depressed in some areas, and sometimes you're hard on yourself. And basically, I don't see you putting all your energy into any complete project that you really want to do in that aspect. But I got to admit, one thing is that you're highly intelligent. You got a lot of ideas that you want to use, and you that won't really come complete until July of 2017. Once you hit July of 2017, then you're going to be, because you, when you've got your mind made up with something, you can be quite aggressive and get it done in that area. Now, the difference with you with other people is this. Not only your intelligence, your original and your thinking values, and a lot of times you don't like bullshit from other people, and so you want to do your own thing. You don't want people to cloud your judgment and anything. So you have to be original in this lifetime, and then that make it complete. And also, you like nature. You're going to be more health conscious, and you can see things, whether it's conspiracies or what's going on in this world, more than anybody else. And so it's going to be very difficult for you to focus with other people and explain yourself. But you have to do your own originality, and I really don't see that really happening until July of 2017 and that aspect there. And you do have some good business sense, by the way. And I see eventually you're flourishing with finances and with your ideas and your creativity. But again, July of 2017. If that make any sense to you, you got it on the radio, you can always play it back at that time period. Make any sense to you, Brad?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was great reading, actually.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care now.
Excellent. Nope. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you soon. All right, next caller, come on board.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
All right, on. How are you guys doing today?
Well, doing well. Welcome. If you could just state your name for our listeners, please.
My name is Willow.
And I know you. Hello, Willow. Local Dallas.
Yeah. Hi, Jordan.
Yep. Hello. All right. Well, I think you're going to like this. Mike, jump right into it, if you will, sir. And Willow, I hope you have a great reading.
Hey, Willow, is there anything specific you want to know in this reading today?
I'm kind of a pivotal point right now. I'm, like, hanging around in purgatory, kind of just, like, in between things. I feel like I just met my soulmate. And, like, I'm right in between, like, making, like, a career decision, and I just feel like I'm hanging out in purgatory right now. And I also, I did ayahuasca last week and had a really intense, like, emotional purge. And so I've been doing a lot of soul searching and coming to terms with who I am. And I feel like I've been doing, like, vows of silence. And I feel like I'm doomed to being this depressed monster with not a lot to communicate lately. So if you could dig into that for me and give me some peace there, that would be so amazing.
Well, Willow, number one, you have to understand, you're a person that likes your peace and your quiet, basically. You don't want anybody being drama around you or setting you off in that area. And so deep down, you get hurt very easily, and you try to hide it from a lot of people, I'm going to tell you right now. But in general, in some areas, a little bit of philosophy-type mind, you do want to travel. You want to go to different countries. You like to understand how people operate, things in general. You're good with groups, organizations, dealing with other people, and very supportive with these people at the same time period. But at the same time period, you can be a little distance, a little detached, unless revolutionary, so to speak, there. You're not one to follow traditions. You don't like that in any shape or form. And you do have a strong mind, but sometimes you start thinking, and then you say, I don't want to do that. I'm bored. I want to try something different. This is your nature in that aspect. So anybody who's going to be with you, a soulmate or anything in those areas, they got to keep you hopping, so to speak. If they're very boring, old-fashioned, don't want to do anything, and they want to stay in the house all day long, it's going to be too boring for you. You're a very creative person. You like entertainment in that area, and open your mind to new concepts. You love that, and you like dealing with people. But then again, you don't like harsh criticism at the same time period. So this is who you are, and some people, they like you. They definitely like you, as I'm seeing here. You have no problem. It's sometimes you'll get bored with them if they're not giving the knowledge that you're seeking. This is who you are, and you're not going to change for anybody in that aspect there. It won't be for another 3 or 4 years where things open up where you're going to feel a little more concrete on your ideas. By the way, you do have some writing talent. You put it together within 6 years, you could have a book out there, and people could recognize you very strongly, if that make any sense to you. Sound like you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Wow, I have a book drafted on my computer.
Yeah, he's pretty accurate. He's pretty accurate, and it's everything is available to everybody at all times. You just have to be in a frequency or a zone to pick it up, and then have the experience that he's garnered over years of learning techniques and refining them, and he's still doing that today. Mike, I think you're doing the metaphysical school over there in Dallas. Is that something that you could drop like information real quick for Willow and anybody else who'd be interested?
Yeah, if you live in here in Texas, Dallas, and I can actually do it over phone. I'm going to, we're going to eventually be doing it where it's going to be from other different cities. We're going to have Confucius, and we're going to have the classes, and we're going to look in Skype. We're going to be looking at like all new technology to get it out to everybody. I'll have a teacher's program. In the school is a 5-week program. We got the short term or the long term. Short term would be you can take it, it's limited to 5 students. First of all, limited to 5 students. Why? Because you're getting premium training. I guarantee you read in 1 hour. I can only do that with 5 people or less. And that's in 2 days if we do it at a hotel or my place. Or the 5 days is once a week, basically. That's the long term. But what we do here, you learn psychic meditation, third eye exercises, relaxation, deep breathing, all those characteristics. And we show you how the third eye is projected in the four corners of the head, how you can see spirit and things in general. Then you're going to learn in the first class how to read auras, the colors behind it. You read other people, they read you, and then there's a form of psychometry. You write a question on a piece of paper. It's called billets. You listen in spiritual camps, by the way, and you fold it up. You don't even look at it. You read it, and later on you open up. You don't know. You could have read your own, or you could read somebody's else. That's in the first class by itself. Second class, you're going to learn to bring in 2 photographs. Now, these photographs, again, there's another form of psychometry. You can 5 people or more on a photograph, you learn how to read 1 out of 5 or 10 or whatever it is. And the other photograph, you learn to read 1 out of 1. And then you learn how to do a psychic reading. You're going to read somebody at the table, they're going to read you. And sometimes you think you, let's say you brought your friend in. You think you know your friend, sometimes you don't. You'd be surprised when you do the psychic. Third week, you do medical readings. Now, medical readings, auras are completely different from regular auras. Medical aura readings will stay longer, okay, because until you change your diet, your thinking values will always be the same colors, and sometimes it can get worse if not careful. It all depends. It depends on what you on your holistic diet or fasting or whatever you're trying to do. And then that's on the third week. Then the fourth week, you can do a past life. You're going to cross it to a present lifetime, and it's going to sound very identical. How you died in your last lifetime, all the way down to the scars you got now and your health ailments that you have now in your disposition. Fifth week, you learn how to read loved ones from the other side, and I talk about mediumship, whether or not you get the true spirit or not. And then we also have, in order to graduate, you will get a diploma from the school. In order to graduate, you have to read over the phone to strangers. And so I'll be calling up people, and you got to tell me their personality, whatever questions, and they have to be answered. Then I'll ask the person on the phone, was this true or not? And then if you wanted to become a professional reader, you have to be evaluated at the Blue Moon Expo.com, and you have to read 3 professional readers, 10 minutes each, in order to graduate to be a professional reader.
Mike, I got to break in here. Can you go? We've got another caller. Can you go ahead and drop your email or whatever website that they can get to access all that and sign up and register?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
that'd
be great.
I got thirdeyemike@yahoo.com. 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 You can go to www.angelsonwheels.net. That one's already been up there for years, and the new one is coming up. It's in construction. Is www.mikeperbanproductions.com. That's going to be the psychic entertainment agency, and the School of Metaphysics is going to be all up there. Sure.
Perfect.
So either way,
thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Sorry to cut you off there. We just have another caller here. Willow, thank you. I'll have this show posted on Facebook so you can listen to all that again. Play it back if you need to. Let's go ahead and bring our next caller on. I believe it's Ross. Ross, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
It's good to have you back on the show, sir. We'll have to get you back on at a later time to talk about your spiritual rapping. For those of you that don't know, this is Ross Diot, and he was on one of our very first shows, I think like the third or fourth one. So welcome back as a caller guest for your free reading.
Woohoo!
Excellent.
Okay,
excellent.
Ross.
All right.
Ross, is there anything specific you want to know about?
I guess a continual vision for my future for the next 10 years of my life, just honing in and getting a more clear picture of that vision.
Well, first of all, Ross, you got to understand that first of all, you are very psychic. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Very intuitive, very psychic. You can visualize things very, very easy, what you want to do, things. And you want to do the grander. You don't want to do the small stuff, as I see here. Also, you're going to do some traveling. You're going to go to Europe. You're going to do different things in that aspect there. And things are just going to come to you as you're walking, because there's a part of you that likes to walk. You like to think, and you get these ideas rolling through your mind, so to speak, there. And then you like to use these ideas. You can be very good with people. You can be very good as far as lecturing to people. But sometimes you get lost in your own thoughts at times, sir, too. You got so many things going on in your head at times. But I would say you would be very good as a public speaker. You're very good at getting information out to people one way or another. But in some ways, you are, I call you like an absent professor, okay, because there's all these thoughts random come in, and sometimes you forget what you have in your head at times. This is who you are, as I see here. But as you get later on within 3, 4, even 6 years from now, you're going to be very, very successful, more than you think. People are going to know who you are, and then you're going to be like a little surprised because you don't have a huge ego at all. And when people come up to you and start talking to you and the knowledge you have, you're going to be, wow, okay, that's cool. That's the type of person you are. But you're always debating and looking for a solution to questions one way or another. This is the type of person you are. Does it make any sense, Ross?
Yeah, I feel like, did Jordan tell you anything about me?
No, I haven't said a word, man, I promise. And the ego thing is the most accurate thing that resonated with me for you as well, because you've been killing that lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, you're going to be successful, Ross, believe me. And you're going to be surprised how many people are going to come up to you and talk to you, and you're going to be happy. You like that. You like to see people smile. You like to know that you have inspired people. That's your what your connection in this lifetime for people in that area. And by the way, you're going to live a long life too, because as you get more older, you become more health conscious in that area. But you're going to be kind of separated from a lot of people, because people who are drama and their BS and all that stuff there. You seek the truth, and that's who you are.
Sorry, go ahead.
What's that?
He said goosebumps because it's so accurate. Excellent. Ross, I hate to cut you off, brother, but we have another caller on the line. We're just getting them back to back here. I want to get as many in as possible. I love you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, Mike. Appreciate it, Jordan.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, the next caller, I think it's Ashley, I believe. Welcome, Ashley.
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Okay. Ashley, is there any question that you want to know about today?
Actually, maybe my health.
You said you broke it out. Would you say something about your health?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you want to know about your health is what you just asked me. Okay. Well, we'll get right into that there, too. I'm just going to do some spots here because a whole medical reading takes a little more than 1 or 2 minutes. I'm just going to do a couple of spots to show you, Ashley, a lot of things there. Well, number one, emotional level, I like your emotional outlook on life. You're uppie, you're very positive. I like that. That helps the body. But unfortunately, Ashley, you do have, I'm looking in the lungs, I see some calcium deposits forming on both the lower part of the lungs. Eventually, that's going to cause breathing problems as you get a little bit older. I look at the right side of the thyroid, I see a little irritation to the thyroid. I'm looking into the kidneys. I see a little slight irritation to that. Due to the factors, calcium deposits, again, are forming on the spine, hitting the kidneys, as I'm seeing here. and I also see some calcium deposits in the lower part of the colon. So that tells me your digestive system is off in many areas. And I would suggest a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon of honey, glasses of water. This will help remove the calcium deposits in your system. Another word for arthritis will develop as you continue on in that aspect there. And you're going to feel it in your right wrist and goes on. But then again, this could be all avoided. Fasting in that area, and this helps the female area because there is some current development around the female area. Cohosh, red raspberry tea, eating yams, all that helps the female area. But I like your emotional outlook, Ashley. It's more up. There's some problems developing in the physical body. Does it make any sense to you, Ashley?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ashley, I'd be interested to know before you go, do you drink tap water at all?
Yes.
Okay, you got to stop doing that. There's so many chemicals and all sorts of things and pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. When he mentioned all the deposits in those areas, that's the first thing that came to mind. A lot of people are very conscious about their food. However, the water sort of goes by the wayside. So get yourself a good filter if you can. Thank you so much for calling. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon on the next call-in show, and I hope that was pretty accurate for you.
It was spot on.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank
That's
you so
crazy.
Much. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll go to the next caller, who is Daisy, I believe. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Mike. You're doing an excellent job, as I knew you would. Daisy, welcome.
Hello, Daisy?
There we go. It's a little, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
Hey, Daisy, is there anything... Is there any specific, Daisy?
Is there anything specific?
What's that again? What question did you say?
Sorry, guys. We're having a bad connection here for a second. Daisy said she repeated your question. Is there anything specific, Daisy, that you want to ask Mike or anything that you have on your mind?
Yes. I had a question about grounding in your own personal power. As a highly sensitive psychic being, due to past childhood wounds, I would say, or maybe like ego susceptibility, I'm swayed energetically in many different directions and struggle to find or hold on to, remain grounded emotionally as a feminine in my center core of being. And so I was just curious if you could recommend any grounding or clearing techniques. Healing, like rapid transformation or integration as we shift dimensions here.
Yeah, let's have him give you a quick read, and I'm sure he'll answer most of those questions for you. Go ahead if you want.
What Daisy's talking about being grounded, first of all, Daisy, you have to understand, I understand other people will say you need to be grounded more or whatnot. Daisy, you're a very emotional person, number one, okay? And you feel things very, very deeply. That means you're extremely very, very psychic. You take things sometimes wrong, even though you shouldn't take it that harshly in that aspect. And you feel in your solar plexus, as a matter of fact, that chakra, solar plexus is way too open, and that's where you're not grounded. You need to see each chakra, all seven levels, especially that third one, okay? I train people with the chakra balance, and they have to see each chakra as a gold rose, perfect gold rose, not too open, not too close. Yours is way open, way, way, way open. And if you want to be more grounded, you're going to have to visualize that third chakra being a perfect gold rose, and it's going to take a lot of effort mentally and emotionally for you, and you're going to see everything working a lot better for you. You won't get upset over anything. You're going to feel a lot better. Otherwise, you can go in a room and you can feel things, smell things, and things that other people can't see or even smell in that area, and it's going to affect you. It'll affect your central nervous system. But I'm going to tell you one thing about you, Daisy. As you get older, I see you're not going to take any nonsense from anybody. You're going to be very impatient with people. You're going to be very determined, and you're going to have some business sense here, and you'll be able to smell BS a mile away, and you won't take that from anybody. And so some people may not like it as you get a little bit older, because you're going to be quite aggressive, and you know exactly what you're going to want, and you do have good financial instinct. So you're going to change dramatically, but this is who you are. You're going to use your psychic ability with your common sense as you get a little bit older. And if people don't like it, that's their problem. And this is how you're going to react as you get a little bit older. So, but right now, if you want to be more grounded, develop that third chakra. Make sure it's a perfect gold rose. And the reason I say gold rose, because on the other side, gold is very, very spiritual. And since we're dealing with your spirit body, we're going to say a gold rose, not a green one for healing. Gold for the spiritual strength development. This is what you need. Make sense to you, Daisy?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, brother and teacher Aho. Like, I learned so much in that 45-second to 50-second download that I have all weekend at ceremonial. So thank you so much,
Daisy. I appreciate you calling in, and Mike's super accurate. Thanks for being on point. I appreciate you there. I don't think that we have anybody else on the line for now, but I'm sure we'll get a few more people. So in the meantime, Corey, do you want to go ahead and step up to the plate? I know you've just been in the background here.
Sure. More than happy to.
Have at him, Mike.
Okay, Corey, is there anything that you want to know about?
Just looking to get a little feedback on the next 6 months to the year.
Okay, well, we can do the psychic on that, but we're going to also look at your birthday because that also is charted out for the next 6 months to a year. So we're going to do a little combination for you this time, Corey. Just give me your month and day of birth only.
April 11th.
April 11th. Now, do you know anything about numerology, Corey?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, if you know somewhat, then you know the 11 is supposed to be a master number, spiritual and all that. And yes, it is, but, you know, from my research, a lot of people born on the 11th don't live up to it at all. So I just want you to understand that. But you are a very spiritual person, very sensitive, very detailed concerned. You like to gather the facts, maybe too much, okay? You love music. You love companionship. Yes, you get hurt very easy, sensitive towards criticism at times. You're very responsible. You love family. You'd be very good in the marriage vibration, things in general we're talking about here. Now, this year in general, you've been very concerned about the home, the residential. Back in April, you wanted to make some changes whatsoever. And then even in September, you was a little concerned about residential. October is almost over. Just looking over your past mistakes, trying to figure out where you're going, so to speak, here. But, you know, you have to understand here, we're hitting November, which is a couple of days. November is going to be a lot better financially for you. So that's a good month for this year, for 2016. Then in December, you will finish things off. Now, next year, it's not a year to make a ton of money, but it's a year to look over your past mistakes for the last 7 years, trying to figure out where you're going, get yourself more educated, develop your spirituality. That's fine. Either way you look at it, January and October are your best month financially for 2017. March and December, you start making some changes for yourself, and then July, you're going to be taking a trip. Now, if you want to talk about your money year, it's going to be in two years from now, which is 2018. That whole year looks solid. So whatever education, whatever you develop next year will help you for the following year, which is 2018. Once you hit 2018, in February as well as November, there's going to be some changes in your work and your career. So I want you to play it back. You're going to see the predictions coming out. And also, that year, even though it's all year good financially, September is your best month financially. And that's for the next six months, whatever, because that's all you really wanted, Corey. Now, Corey, sometimes you're not as happy at times, I notice here. And sometimes you even question your own self at times. You're not sure this is going to be right or that's going to be right. You change your ideas at times, as I notice here. And you're a very intelligent person. But, you know, you're still trying to find yourself. You're trying to find out a lot of your own ideas that you want to use and what you want to do in this lifetime and that aspect. And sometimes you don't tell people exactly how you think and how you feel. And that area, you're very good in trying to master your emotions at times, sure, as I see here. But once you, when you're on track, you get very deep into something. You like to know more and more and more. You can get excited in that aspect. So you like to deal with people who are very intelligent, and you don't like the average, ordinary person. That's not your thing, as I see here. And because of that, as you get a little bit older, you're going to be very successful. And I see you're going to be making investments. and 6-8 years from now, I see you making investments that are going to be wise investments, and it's going to help you financially at that time period. And so, and then when you make these investments and you make this money, you're just not going to tell people what how successful you are in that area. You have wisdom. That's one thing about you. Deep down, you, Corey, you have wisdom, and sometimes you don't let people know you have this wisdom. And you can, and there's a uncanny accuracy of timing someplace here. So you know how to jump on opportunities when that time comes. You do your research, you do your details, and that's and when you do that, it makes you very successful. So whatever you develop, and people say you've been lucky or whatnot, when this happens in the far future, it hasn't been no luck whatsoever. You do your homework. This is the type of person you are, and you are a good judge of character. Sometimes you don't tell people exactly in that area. You like to sit back, you watch, observe, and think, and then you figure it out. That's who you are, Corey. Does it make sense to you?
100%. I mean, including down to, I've been dealing with actually 4 residences this year. My own.
Okay.
Property that I own, that I've been getting, that I've been setting up for Airbnb, and my mom's property, and a rental property that my girlfriend owns. So I've been dealing with a lot of residences. That was incredibly accurate. I am going on a trip in July of
okay.
next year, and timing and everything else is pretty accurate, man. Timing. I get a little bent out of shape when I don't hit my timing because I know it's all about timing. And when I do take advantage of it, focus on it, and step up, things work out really well. And yeah, about what you said, a 6-8 year investment time frame. I'm definitely mapping that out already. So, wow, pretty remarkable, man, I must say.
Yeah, but, you know, but Corey, see, I'm born on 11th myself. Now, anybody born on 11th has this, the gift higher than most people. It's just that if you use it, I mean, you have that ability, too, if you really want to use it. Again, not everybody is born to be a spiritual leader like I am or a spiritual reader their entire lifetime, because I make this look very, very easy to a lot of people. They try it and they go, oh my God, I'm not doing this anymore. Even 15 minutes for people who are not natural burns them out. I can read all day long, and I'll get a little bit tired, yeah, but then when I'm left alone, my energy comes back. That's not a problem, or my voice gets sore from doing all the talking. But Corey, you have that ability too. Because anybody born on the 11th, okay, anybody born on the 2nd, 11th, 29th day, or the 20th, are natural mediums. When I talk about natural mediums by the pineal gland on the side of the left ear, you will get a little humming or buzzing, or it sounds like a bunch of bees at some sound. And what that is are all the spirits on the other side talking all at once. You're so close to the other side,
yeah.
You can hear them. Okay, and so they're going to help you as far as what you decide that you want to do in this lifetime, and unconsciously, even though you may not hear them clear audio, you may hear them clear telepathy, as I call it, and then you'll just sense, I got to do this. I just, and you don't know why. You know you have to do it that way. They're telling you on the telepathy area what to do. So you are a channel, whether you realize it or not. I just want you to understand that.
Mike, what you're describing, I actually go through on a daily basis. I have these little instincts, and it's like, wait 5 minutes before you do this, and there's like 4 people pulled over on the side of the road, or there's like a huge accident right where I was going to be at that time. And so I don't hear the buzzing, but I understand personally exactly what you're talking about. And we do actually have another caller here, so I wanted to jump in there. Corey, was pretty accurate for you?
Extremely.
Yeah. He's...
I really appreciate
phenomenon,
it.
Mike. Yeah, he actually read me off the air the first time we talked, and it was extremely accurate. And, you know, if we have the time, I'd like to step up to the plate on air and have you go at me if you want to. And but for now, we have another caller. Go ahead and bring that caller in, and welcome. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. Welcome.
Thank you.
Angie, is there anything specific you want me to focus on today?
I wanted to ask about my finances in the next couple of years.
Next couple of years? Okay. Again, we'll do a little bit psychic. We'll also look at your month and day of birth only, and because you're talking about finances, so we want to make sure the exact months that's going to be the best from both levels. So what's your month and day of birth only, Angie?
March 24th.
That's March 24th. That's all I need. And from that, I'm going to be talking about, well, this whole year, you've been very concerned in some ways about finances, but we're going to look at it even further here in that area. Now, because last year, that's the year he's concerned about money more than anything else, and then 2 years ago, it was not a great year for you. But this year, you've been finishing a lot of things off a lot more, and then October, you've been going through a few changes. Okay, that's understandable, but we're going to talk about next year. Next year, you're entering a new cycle. When you enter that new cycle, there's going to be all types of changes. Now, I want you to play back the show in case you don't get all the predictions I'm going to give to you. I'm going to give you a lot of predictions right now, okay? Next year, in March, there's a change in your work. April, you're going to be taking a vacation. May, there's a change in your residential. July, changes in your career, but great financially. And September, you're going to go through more changes. You're going to get rid of a lot of negative people in your life, bring in positive people. In December, some minor changes in your work area. Also, so July is your best month financially for next year, but you're entering a whole new cycle. And whatever you do next year affects you for the next 9 years. I want you to understand this, Angie, and that aspect. And you also need to cheer up a little bit at times. Sometimes you get a little bit down. And what I like about you, Angie, you do care for people. You will try to be responsible as much as possible. But sometimes you start things, sometimes you may not finish it, and that aspect there. And quit thinking of the past. Quit thinking of the past. Think more of the future. This is what I would say if you want to be successful in life in that aspect there. But we're going to also look more on the psychic level. We gave you a little bit on psychic, but also on your birthday. On the cycles, but I want to go here. November, a little bit better financially, but it won't be into the more the third week I see here. I'm also going to go into January a little bit better financially. I want to go here June a little bit better financially at that time period. In fact, a lot better financially, as a matter of fact. And also next year, November and December, a lot better financially. And that's all from this year to next year in that aspect. But you need to put your heart into things. And once you do something, go for it, and don't get disappointed. You're very sentimental. You like romance. You like all those little factors. But sometimes there's a lack of self-confidence very deep down inside you. You have abilities to be very successful. But the problem is, do you want to put all your energy into that? If you put all your energy into that to make a lot of money, you have to give something up someplace on the emotional level here. And sometimes you don't want to do that. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, Angie? Perfect. Yes.
Okay. That's where you're at.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that's
thank you, Angie.
For the most part. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling. We hope to hear from you soon on one of our next call-in shows, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Mike, we've got a little time left. If you want to go ahead and take a run at me, I can give you my birthday if you need it. Just do what you need to.
Is there anything specific, Jordan, you want me to take a look at?
Residence. I'm real concerned with finding a piece of land or making some changes and essentially just having a place to start from. So that's not renting an apartment or anything like that. So that's basically what I'm asking about, and everything else will fall where it may.
Okay, changes in residence. Okay. I'm going to look at your month and day of birth, and we'll also look at the psychic. So what's your month and day of birth, Jordan?
October 7th.
October 7th. Okay, so let's go look over here where you're at right now. First of all, you've been very, very concerned about the money, the finances. This whole year, you've been very concerned about it. And this is October. You're finishing things off. November is a big month for you. It's right around the corner, and there's some changes in your work and your career a little bit coming up here in November. And next year, you will finish things off. Some changes will be in January.
And also, if we want to look at residential, anything concerned with residential won't be into June of next year. Then in October, you're going to go through a lot more changes, and this is going to put you into the following year, which is 2018. You enter a new cycle. When you're in that new cycle, you too got a lot of changes, and there will be another major change in your residential, and that'll be in May of that year. Now, you talked about living quarters and whatnot, et cetera, but yet, I feel that one of the better areas for you would be in Arizona. I'm just letting you know that you got your freedom of choice if you want to buy any property or whatnot, because I see you doing a lot of private work. I see tapes, I see books, I see a lot of things there. It's like you're gonna be doing things whether on either on internet or something here. It's gonna be broad, and you like your peace and quiet and your privacy and things in general. Unfortunately for you, sometimes I see you getting a little bit depressed, a little bit here, or something to do with the family structure and the loved ones at times here, and you don't want need to know this, as I'm seeing here. So you're going through a lot of internal changes, Jordan, more than you can imagine, as I'm seeing here. So you need to be cheer up and don't rush into and the property is what I'm trying to say right now here, because it's all going to happen slowly. I feel like you need to clear out some other things here. There's a lot of homework you're going to have to do, and then I see you as a very good businessman, a very good businessman. The third and the fourth year from now, you're making very good money. I see other people going to be working for you in that aspect there. And you may even set up some kind of an internet project, and you're also going to be selling ideas, videos, ideas, things in general. You're going to be very original in what you're doing, and you like to be around people who are going to be very original in the way their thinking values are there, too. You're going to have a few friends. And even though you have your friends, a lot of times you don't really communicate everything that you feel or think to them. Does it make any sense to you, Jordan?
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. I actually had some tear in my eye. You know, that's exactly what I've been contemplating. I really appreciate that, man. Thank you. So a lot of respect for you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, but as I said, always remember one thing, you have heart, and some people don't see your heart, and you really care for a family, but sometimes things don't work out the way that you want, and there's times where you have to sit back, and sometimes you suffer in silence, and a lot of people may not see that. So always keep this in mind, who you are, and I think you know who you are. It's just that it's, and you don't want to hurt nobody. This is the problem. You know, in big business, we got to do things whether we like it or not, and sometimes we're going to hurt other people that surround us because they can't come with us or be on your level, then you have to leave them. We all have a mission to do or what we came here to do, and yours is there to help a lot of people and set up a program and set up different things, and sometimes you're going to feel all alone doing this at times, and you don't like that type of a feeling, but that's the way you're going to be, if that makes any sense again to you, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's totally spot on. What was that, Corey?
Sounds familiar on this end.
Hey, Corey and I have a lot of similarities.
You two have had past lives together, or you wouldn't be together in that aspect there. You know, and just by Corey born on the 11th in that area, he's an old soul. That would mean that you're an old soul there too, Jordan. And I just saw past lives with you, Jordan, and other lifetimes in Egypt, basically in the high order. You had a much in Egypt, basically, and a lot of people had to always come to you for a lot of things, and you knew all about the embalming nature and everything in that aspect there. So keep this in mind, and you want to bring back a lot of old traditional ancient knowledge. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh, I'm into so much free energy stuff I could be doing and putting together with the right funds right now. And it's funny you mentioned Egypt. I had a past life regression, the first one I've ever done in my life. And not only did I learn that a majority of my near-death experiences this life was an out, basically I could leave at any time I wanted, but at around age 10 or 11, I had a major one that was a walk-in experience. I walked in and kept the agreement with the body that was there before. But what I want to mention, and I've never told you about this, obviously, but when you said Egypt in high order, I've flashed through about six or seven lives in that past life regression. I just didn't just see one, and a majority of them were around pyramids, and they were the Great Pyramids. And then there was even one on a different planet, and the pyramids were black with gold tips. And there's a whole bunch of people standing around, and there was jagged rips or portals with these entities streaming out, sort of like if you've ever seen The Matrix, where right. the machines flood Zion. That's what it looked like coming out of these portals. And we had some sort of high technology. It was like a spider wrapped around my chest. It was like legs that were ribs, and you just put it on your chest. And it had this jewel or this crystal in the middle. And I touched something, and it started shooting out beams of light, and it would close each one of the portals. And the people standing, there was about seven or eight people standing next to me with different types of energy weapons. You could clearly tell they were weapons. And so for you to bring up the Egypt thing, I had totally forgot about that, and I've got to think about that and maybe do some writing on it. So everything you said was 100% accurate. I really appreciate what you're doing. I want to give you the rest of the time. I think we've got, let's see here, a very short amount of time, just a few minutes. I want to give you that time to go ahead and promote anything you like, tell people about what you're doing, or maybe just drop some links so they can play it back.
Yeah, on the show in Las Vegas on the 9th and 11th, I'm also going to be doing two comedies. You're talking about parallel worlds. I do voiceover comedies, all my own characters. I've done 1,179. I'm going to be breaking the world record again. Two more. One on Hillary Clinton. If she becomes president, what will happen to the world? And then Donald Trump, if he becomes president, what will happen to the world? And I do all different voices. I do all the special effects with pots and everything. You'll never know that. I even sing with the characters at the end. It's very funny. It's very hilarious. I have Paul McCartney, Yoko Ono, Snoop Dogg, everybody, Cheech and Chong, everybody listens to it. I'm just letting you know so they can see that and hear that on YouTube.com when it gets aired after the show. So I just want people to know that. And then if people want to go to my website, angelsonwheels.net, that's www.angelsonwheels.net. And my new website that's going to be coming out, www.mikecurbinproductions.com, or they can call me direct, 702-612-0670. If you want to join the school, be trained, or do you want to get a reading, I do all forms of readings in that area. And I want to thank you for having me on. This is the second time in that area. And plus, I'm going to be doing another radio show from Chicago next week on Monday. So I just want people to know, and I have my own show. So I'm quite busy doing a lot of different things. But if they want to get a reading, just give me a call. Go right ahead.
Excellent. Mike, you've been fantastic. We'll love to have you on again at some point. And thank you so much for everything you've done. 100% accurate for every single person. That was like 7 out of 7. Thank you. And we'll go ahead and end this episode today. Just remember to look within and love yourself.